Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
So I just read a study that was saying people who drink 1 to 8 cups of coffee a day actually live longer. The surprising part about that for me personally was the fact that there are people out there drinking 8 cups of coffee a day.
Yeah. So many cups.
It's a lot, man. Barbara, who's driving an Uber right now, says she drinks 10 cups of coffee black a day. 10 or more a day.
Wow, Barbara.
Maybe I'm just really naive. I just didn't know people were drinking so much coffee. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I would have said it was so bad for you, but today it seems like it's a good idea. Steve, you?
Probably 5 to 6 a day. I mean, I usually have 2 probably before lunchtime.
You know, a day ago, I would have been like, Steve, for your health, man, you got to stop. But I'm looking at the study, and it says, like, there are people who are living extra long that drink 8.
That would tire me right out. Like, I was just listening to your whole tea and all that. So, I mean, I was like, okay, like, I don't mind tea. I mean, I like my espresso. I love coffee, but...
Yeah. Hey, consider the source, okay, Steve? It's Tom. You know? Okay, and he doesn't put 2 bags in, just 1. And he just lightly dips it in. Could be too much.
And then he's running in circles, and you're like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. It's crazy.
Will you guys get me the Starbucks with the 2 bags in it? If I don't take the bags out right away... You have to peel me off the ceiling.
Yeah.
So weird.
I don't know. Willie, 5, 6, man. That's way more than I would ever consider. But I mean, clearly we're lightweights. You're the most so far.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to keep myself going, and I feel coffee's my edge kicker over.
I have to ask you this though. Do you put anything in your coffee?
I do. I drink it double. I try to drink it more regular now. So.
And do you know how much, let me ask you this, now I'm going to be the police here. How much, do you know how, when you put the cream in, do you know what the percentage of fat in that cream?
Just the right amount for my body.
I like how we put that.
Just be really careful. Here's the thing, sugar is not good for you, okay? A lot of sugar, all right? And sometimes some of these fast food places with the coffee and the cream, it's 18% cream.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds crazy.
That's a lot of cream. So, I mean, listen, good for you that you have all that coffee. Maybe just to wind it back a little bit, because we want you to stay listening to us.
Like I told him, Marilyn, yesterday I would have been like, Steve, what are you doing? But now I'm just like, whatever. The study says you're great. You're going to live twice as long as us, Steve. So.
Good on you, Steve. Have a great day.
You guys too. Take care.
Uh-oh. I'm reading the rest of the study.
What's that?
Apparently, people who say espresso instead of espresso die half as quick. Steve, you're done. Go update your will.
You know what? We love you, Steve. But, you know, I was just thinking, you know, as we're talking to him, he's actually having a warm milkshake with all the stuff that he puts in that coffee.
That's exactly what it is.
You know,
like,
what I mean?
Why all that stuff?
Thanks for calling, Steve. So good. Oh, my gosh. Save your life.
Yeah, have some coffee with your bro. It's been fabulous getting to know you guys these past couple months. Now let's see who knows us. We're going to play a game called Who's Most Likely. We need you to call right now to play this game, 416-870-1045. Call us now. Now, I'll just remind everyone how this game goes. I have a bunch of cards with some...
Random questions.
Random questions or attributes, if you will, on the card. I will read the question or attribute, and the question is, who's most likely to be the person... on this card, or the attribute mentioned on this card.
The interesting thing is, the one that you think is the most conservative may have gone rogue once in the past. So you never know. Like, when you think you know somebody, you know, and then when you... Well, we've done this before.
Yeah.
You have nailed us beautifully.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But, you know, going rogue means something different for each one of us.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So your choices will be Jamar, myself, that's Marilyn, Caitlin, and Tom.
Yeah,
who's most likely? 416-870-1045. I'm going to start the game off right now while we're getting our player on the line.
Who's playing?
She's ready.
She's ready?
It's Simone.
Hey,
hi, Simone.
Hi.
Simone, all right. Let's see. We're all sitting in a circle in the party.
Okay.
Who's most likely to be made for reality TV amongst this group of friends? Who would you say, Simone? Jamar, Marilyn, Caitlin, Tom, or even yourself, Simone?
Oh, boy.
Reality TV star.
I'm going to go with Caitlin.
Caitlin is the reality TV star.
She'd be great.
Yeah,
she'd be great.
She would be pretending she's not here right now.
Right.
She would be at the dinner table. You know when those all those girls, women go out for dinners and then they start the arguments?
Yeah.
It's not that she would say much. It would be her reaction to the argument happening amongst the other. Among the other housewives. Yes.
And then her confessionals are epic. It's like, I cannot believe these people. Why did I sign up for this? Yeah. She's a train wreck. This person's a piece of whatever.
She's the best commentary person.
She'd be a producer's dream because you always want drama, you always want confrontation, and it would be there in spades.
That is why the Real Housewives of Toronto did not work, because they did not invite Caitlin Green.
There you go.
I don't know why those producers didn't call me.
They should
have. Oh,
man.
It's someone to articulate all the foolishness. All right, good one. All right, we all agree on that.
Simone, you nailed it.
Next card.
Great.
Who's most likely to buy the Happy Meal for the toy only? Jamar, Marilyn, Caitlin.
I'm looking at him right now. I'm looking at him right now. I'm looking at him right now.
I'm going to say Jamar.
Yeah.
I think so.
All right.
Yeah, especially if it's a Marvel
toy. Oh, you nailed it.
Yes.
I'm going to say action figure.
Yeah.
You absolutely got it.
I mean, forget about Kofi.
No.
Oh, no.
Not for me.
It was for Daddy.
Can't even speak English yet.
Yeah.
That's my toy.
That's a great point.
Hey, Cove, take a seat over there. My toy. Thank you. All right, that's a good one.
Simone, you got it. You know it.
Simone.
Yes.
Who's most likely to alphabetize the spice rack in their free time?
I mean.
Oh, wow. Free time.
No.
I don't know.
Marilyn?
That is a Marilyn trick.
No, no.
Of course it is.
No, it is not. I do not alphabetize.
Marilyn.
I get confused.
I can see it right now. I walk into your kitchen. This is the kitchen. Look at the tile. Look at our counter. And the spice rack is alphabetized.
Well, I can see why you think that. It's more savory and sweet. More of that. Come on, Caitlin.
Okay.
Don't do that.
It's hilarious.
It's really Caitlin, because she and I were pointing at each other.
Yes, exactly. This was like, you know the meme of the two Spider-Mans pointing at each other.
Yeah. Yes.
As this happened, Marilyn and I both pointed
at each other.
Oh, my goodness. You do this.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Only because we love organizing.
Yeah, we do.
Fair enough. I have one last one for you, Simone.
All right.
Okay.
Who's most likely to be convinced of anything you tell them?
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Might be you, even.
No, I'm a hard one.
Yeah? You don't go for the BS?
I think Marilyn.
Is it Marilyn?
I think it's me.
Yeah.
I want to say Marilyn or Tom.
You know what?
Oh, boy. Tom reads a lot more than I do and knows a lot more than I do.
Really?
I would say Tom would be the first runner up. Mm-hmm. But I think it's me.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I always do this. Really?
Yeah.
You know, I take things at face value. Simone, you've been an awesome player today.
Oh, thank you.
I have a question for Simone. Why was she surprised to learn that I read?
Again, I said, really? This is what you've won for playing. Elizabeth Arden prize pack for you, Simone, valued at over $250.
Nice. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Courtesy of our friends at Hudson's Bay, visit the Bay from April 17th to May 5th. It's already past April 17th.
Awesome.
You have until May 5th to pick this puppy up. And you get a free gift from Arden with a purchase. See in store for details.
Nice.
Look at you knowing us and everything.
Thanks for hanging out this morning and every morning, Simone.
No
Appreciate
problem.
It.
Yesterday, I got a chance to watch Ellen, which is always fun to do. She is so good with reaching out to people, finding things on her YouTube, and sending them out. So can you imagine you're sitting on the couch in the UK, and then within 4 or 5 days later, you're sitting on her couch, and you are a guest on her show, along with your two children and your wife.
What?
Yeah, that's true. This guy is named Jacob. What's his last name?
Jacob Mitchell.
Yeah, and Jacob Mitchell's a teacher in the UK. And what's so unique about Jacob is that he raps Dr. Seuss. Here's how it goes.
I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am. Would you like them in the house? Would you like them with the mouse? I do not like them in the house. I do not like them with the mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am. Would you eat them in a box? Would you eat them with a fork? Not in a box, not with a fox, not in a house, not with a mouse. I would not eat them here or there. I would not eat them anywhere. I would not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam. I am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do not like them, Sam. I am.
Wow! He's known as MC Grammar.
MC Grammar.
What a great way to read to your kids. So cute. And he is, as I said, a teacher. I showed that to Caitlin. Isn't he cute?
He's adorable. The family's adorable. And it's just so cool that he's a school teacher and he was trying to find ways to connect with his children and teach them grammar and make it exciting. And this was sort of how he had incorporated it into his teaching and how he had read his kids to sleep.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, sometimes when you, as Kofi gets older too, Jamar, you're going to go, oh my gosh, Daddy, read me a book. You're going, I can't. But when you put a little bit of a sound, because they did a shot of him at home, and he puts a little, you know, puts some music on,
yeah,
and then he goes to the music. So he changes the soundtrack to give it a different feeling all the time.
That's really fun.
And I think Dr. Seuss lends itself to rapping.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
100%.
I can't wait till his kids get old enough to have to ask him, hey, could you sing the real lyrics to that song next episode? And then he has to get to the smoke. Every day. How's he going to get around that?
I don't know. I don't know. So anyway, that's fun. Yesterday on Ellen's show.
Yep.
MC Grammar.
MC okay. Grammar.
Dr. Seuss in a completely different way. I've got a better... Now I really get Dr. Seuss. You know, I mean, if you give it something to song, you learn a lot. Merriam-Webster came out with some new words for 2019 that, like, they're actually in the book. One I love, and people are using that a lot, is, yes, it's on brand.
It's on brand. Brand. Yeah.
That's particular brand or a public image or identity. It's
that,
on
doesn't
brand.
Know to go, that doesn't no. need to go in the dictionary. No, on brand? Like, really?
But this one made me laugh because I'm hearing it more and more. Snowflake as a noun.
Yeah, I hate that one.
That one is someone regarded or treated as a unique or special person. Someone who's overly sensitive. Our little snowflake Tom.
No, that one's like a political diss.
Yeah, that's now political.
It's a political diss.
Is it?
It's like, yeah,
is
when you express any empathy to, you know, other people's issues, they call you a snowflake. Yeah. It's just like, oh, sorry for having a heart. My bad.
Yeah.
That word, like so many things that once entertained us, has been politicized and therefore ruined.
I know. Because snowflake I've known is overly sensitive.
Right.
Like, instead of calling her a little princess, they call her a little snowflake. So now they politicized it. I'm taking the fun out of everything.
The one that confused me for a while is Stan. That
and
really
yes, Stan. S-T-A-N. So, yes.
Do you know what that one means? A lot of people probably still know that.
Yeah.
Know what that
when
one
you
is.
You stand for someone?
I don't know if it's usually used that way. Someone would say, oh, he's a Stan. There was an Eminem song back in the day.
That's
where
it's from.
Yeah, he talked about a guy named Stan who was a super fan. He wrote him a letter. Mm-hmm. I think it's that song with...
Dido.
With Dido. That's the one, yeah. Mm-hmm. And basically, a super fan who's like a fandom to like the point of craziness is usually called a Stan because of that song.
A devoted fan. Enthusiastic, right.
Not a good thing to be called a Stan, though.
What's necessarily. Swole?
Swole? Swole is what I'm not right now. Swole is like when you're really, really built and like you're cut and you've been lifting and you just look really good. It's a shortening of the word swollen. So it's like, yeah, man, look at me. I'm looking swole today.
What? Okay.
You'll never hear me say that because I have not been lifting. Thank you for the Dido thing right there.
That's good. Oh,
so yeah, swole. Shout out to anyone who's been lifting over the winter months and looking good right now. You're swole.
I'm going to be swole after 2:30.
Swole is usually a male attribute.
Marilyn's toe is literally swole.
It's swole, yeah. Your toe is swole in a bad way.
She has an injury.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, okay, so I'm not going to get into it because Tom won't get grossed out because he's a snowflake. we all get these. You get an ingrown of some kind or something happens. And I damaged my nail bed. And I had to go see Dr. Chellen. Good morning, Dr. Chellen. And it involved a couple of needles and a little bit of an operation. And I'm swole.
And now you're swole and you're standing for Dr. Chellen.
Yeah, I am. Thank you so much.
Wow. I'll give you one for back of the day. If you want to compliment someone who has a nice booty, wow, swollen in the colon.
No!
That just sounds nasty, right? Oh. Yeah, I'm glad that one died. Actually, X that one. Forget the last 2 seconds of your life.
Put it out good there, buddy. Know.
There is traffic when we
know.
Need it.
E-Talk Entertainment Update. Tracy Melcher joins us. It's been a while. I haven't seen you in a minute. I feel like
I feel like since last week.
Okay, I just found out that
absence makes the heart grow fond.
It does, and my heart is very fond for you. So you saw Avengers Endgame?
I did last night.
Okay, what? This will not be a spoiler.
No, I can say it was 3 hours of amazing goodness.
Okay,
an emotional roller coaster. At one point, I looked to the left and the right of me. My 14-year-old twins were both bawling like mouths open, tears popping, like popping down their cheeks.
Wow.
And the last time I saw them like that in a movie theater was Toy Story 3, the incinerator scene. When we thought the toys were going to burn. Remember that scene? So that's what...
Very much.
But then 10 minutes later, they were happy again.
They cried in the movie.
Yes. But it was an emotional roller coaster, and that's all I will say. But it was amazing.
Jamar, we know somebody who saw the movie.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. Can I touch your hand?
I know. I know, just like Woody and Buzz. Oh, yeah, yeah. Wow. It's just gonna do big things at the box office. Absolutely.
Well, I mentioned Ariana Grande. What's going on
with her? Oh, Ariana Grande. So we were all excited when Justin Bieber popped up during her Coachella performance.
Yeah.
And he sang Sorry. Well, he actually lip-synced. He had a backing track, you know, and... Yeah. Ariana has come to his defense because a lot of people were saying, well, he shouldn't have lip synced. I mean, we all know that Justin Bieber has the chops. He's got the range. We know he can sing. So Ariana took to Twitter to say, you know, they decided that he was going to go on stage 10 minutes before her set started. Mm-hmm. So they had zero sound check, zero rehearsal. Mm-hmm. And that's the way the cookie crumbled.
So he showed up at the last minute, kind of an idea?
Well, I don't know
if it's a fun thing.
They decided that he was going to go on stage at the last minute. So maybe he showed up, you know, he was hanging out, and they said, you know what, let's just do this.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, let's say, I think it was great to see him, and I'm glad that he's, you know, back in the spotlight again.
I just want to add a little tidbit about Coachella for the Caribbean audience.
Mm.
Calypso Rose.
I know.
She hit the stage.
She did.
Famous Trinidadian Calypso artist. She is now the oldest performer on Coachella, and she absolutely killed it.
How old?
She's 79. And absolutely killed it with Marshall Montano.
And Tyrone had an exclusive backstage interview with her,
here.
And we had it on E-Talk
last
week. Yes. So, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. Didn't know she was the oldest, but she was the finest.
Made history.
Britney Spears, we heard from her yesterday. She came out to say that she was feeling okay and that she wanted people to know that she's, doing okay. So word is that she's going to be checking herself out of the mental health facility where she's been for 30 days. Sources close to Britney saying that her mental state is better now than when she checked in. But the only issue they have is doctors were trying to find the right combination of medication, but they couldn't get the mixture just right, so it was doing Britney more harm than good to the point that she stopped taking them.
Mm.
You know, of course, we're also on the docket is her father's health. Jamie Spears nearly died from a ruptured colon. He had a few surgeries, and a Los Angeles judge wants to hear more about Britney's mental health crisis on May 10th. And because, of course, Jamie is the sole executor of Britney's estate, and so there's a great concern about the legal transfer of control if her dad becomes
incapacitated. Yeah.
So
okay. Yeah. So Jamie is going to be there for at least we know what the you know there's a like, she's not going to get lost.
That's it. You know.
Right.
And I hope she's just not rushing to come back. You know, like taking care of herself.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Thank you, Tracy. E-Talk's on tonight.
Absolutely.
At 7 o'clock on CTV. Are you going to be talking about the movie?
We're going to be talking. Oh, I don't know. I can't say anything. I'm just so afraid to open my mouth about it. It's
did
a roller coaster
decide,
of emotions.
Did you have to sign anything or no? This is
no. Like, I think it's just a good code of conduct.
Yes, I think
it's good social etiquette.
It's a very big deal.
It's
these
a big
days.
Deal, and yeah. I know you know.
And then movie companies send out to everybody, fans. Please do not reveal the ending of this.
Yes, or okay. The middle, or
anything.
A third into it.
By the way, we never saw Tracy today, did we? We never spoke to her. I heard she saw the movie. I don't know anything.
That's it.
All right.
Our secret. I had an appointment this morning with the Prime Minister, and looks like he's made good on that appointment.
Oh, how wonderful.
Ladies and gentlemen, Prime Minister Trudeau.
Thank you for having me.
So, what are you doing in this building, sir?
I was just walking along the street with my staff, and we decided to pop inside and say hello to both of you. It's always lovely here on... Richmond and Queen. So we decided to pop in and talk about our mandate for the upcoming election.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lucas Meyer.
Marilyn's dying already. Look
wow.
at her.
Wow. Great.
I closed my eyes because I only interviewed him once and I'm thinking, It's that hesitation, but you know, just that nanosecond of trying to decide what I'm going to say next and be very careful with
that. But that's his cadence. That's what he does.
That is his cadence. That's
so
awesome.
So Lucas, you actually work here in our building at News Talk upstairs. Yep. And I was reading yesterday on BlogTO that this Sunday we could listen to you do that Trudeau impersonation on The Simpsons.
Yes, that's correct. Believe it or not.
It's wow. In an episode called Dope Canada.
Dope! Yeah, exactly.
Canada, right. So how did that come about?
Mm-hmm. Well, so I put out an initial impressions video back in November 2017. I've been doing them for years just for family and friends. And they're like, just put one online. Like, just do it. I'm like, okay, fine. So I really just did it for like people who I work with and know. And it got some nice attention back then. There were a few news articles that were written about it, which was very flattering. And then I did another one a little bit later. But then this past September, I'm at home. This is after we had moved to Toronto from Calgary. And I get this email in my inbox, and it says, "Hello, Mr. Meyer. This is so-and-so. I'm the casting producer of The Simpsons. We have an upcoming episode, or an episode of this season, based in Canada, with a bit about the Prime Minister. We came across your work. We're very impressed. Would you be interested in a phone audition?" And I immediately, before responding, sent it to my wife, and she wrote back, "Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God." And
that's a good impression of your wife.
Yeah, exactly. And which is funny, because I can't actually do an impression of Shauna, so that's even funnier. But anyway, so I said, of course. So they sent me the script. I had a phone audition that day, and they said, okay, great, we'll let you know in a week. So, okay, great. And they sent me an email the next day saying, well, looks like you're pretty impressive because you got the gig, and then voiced it a week later here in Toronto at a studio here.
Wow.
And I've been holding on to the secret since Monday. So there you go.
Well, congratulations. You're on an episode of The Simpsons.
Yeah, The Simpsons is one of the longest running television shows in history. That is you're part of history, man.
You know what? I do want to stress this, though. I mean, and I've said this a lot because it's been a wild week, but I'm in no way a star of this episode.
Okay.
I voiced two scenes. They might cut one of them. It's only a handful of lines. I don't know what my screen time's going to be. I had no input on the script or anything like that. I'm a small cog, but still.
So,
but to be a part of the show and let alone to play the Prime Minister,
it's not going to your head, is what you're saying.
No, not at all. Not at all.
But this is not the only impression that you do.
That's correct. Okay, there's a good repertoire.
Well, first of all, I always like to know when people start in a career, what their first song is, what their first lyric is. What was your first impression?
My very first? Yes. I think it started when I was a kid, and I would reiterate scenes from like my favorite movies. So like Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. "Hello, Captain Steubing. Ready to go for undock. Permission to come aboard, sir." You know, Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
"Hey, maybe I'll give you a call sometime. Your number's still 911? All righty then." You know?
And you know what's so good about the impressions? You're nailing the voice, but it's also...
The mannerisms.
You can't do the voice without the mannerisms.
Yeah.
Because it actually projects the voice a different way, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, doing that, and Spaceballs was another big one, and The Sandlot, and so...
I love The Sandlot.
You're killing me, Smalls. No, do you want a s'more? S'more of what? No, do you want a s'more? I haven't had anything yet, so how could I have a s'more? Nothing. You're killing me, Smalls. Anyway, that just continued on to doing it for my family. Like I said, like for my family and my friends.
Best audience.
Have you nailed Drake yet? Have you tried Drake?
Yeah, actually, in that first impressions video, there's the bit is him ordering Subway. So it'd be like, "I don't know. I don't even know what I want anymore. Tomato. And then it's like him stopping at a red light and he's not sure where to go. So it's like, "I don't know where I'm going. Red means go, green means stop. I don't know what I'm going." So it's... It's dumb. I mean, I don't even know what I'm doing. It's just silly.
This is probably stuff you just do in your car while you're driving.
This is just off the top. I mean, it's just insane. But
Don Cherry.
What do you want me to talk about, Marilyn? Do you have a particular player or team that you want me to talk about?
Yeah, Ty Domi.
Don't show your kids. What do I listen? Back in the 90s when you had Ty Domi, don't show you. What did your kids? What do I always say? You gotta protect your guys. This is what Domi did. It's totally right. Watch this here. Boom. Got him down. Beautiful. Do we have that? Wait. Marilyn, where are you? Okay. Here's another one. Wait. Don't show you. Wait. Hold on. Now, kids, what I tell you, when I was with Boston with the Bruins and we had Bobby and he said, "Phil, I'm going to go in there." And I told Harry, I says, "Harry, watch this here. Bobby's going to come out. Boom. Best player in the world. That's all I got to say about that. All right. What's next?"
The guy doesn't breathe. I mean, He just takes one breath and he's just holding it the whole time. You know, so there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, homegrown talent in more ways than one. He's in the building. In Ontario. Lucas Meyer will be on The Simpsons, hopefully in a big way, this weekend.
That's weekend, yeah.
Voice of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you very much.
The real talent in this building.
We're excited.
Thank you very much.
We're excited to watch that.
Happy World Penguin Day. Can you hear everyone doing their little claps, like the penguin flap claps? It's a whole day.
Ready?
Yeah. That's their little wings flapping together. And that is the sound of them going to work. Today's a whole day dedicated to our favorite flightless friends. Actually, today was chosen as World Penguin Day because sometimes you just think it's a random marketing department doing this. But today was chosen because this marks roughly the start of their northern migration. So it's all about raising awareness about the risks to their habitat. And also, let's be honest, just enjoying a few videos of them sliding around on their stomachs on the internet.
I just love that.
And holding hands.
I love you and I really like penguins a lot, and I'll tell you why. Because they're so they're organized.
Yes, they're very
everyone's very wearing the same thing.
They're organized, they match, and they're funny.
It's like going to a private school. Everyone's dressed the same. Love it.
And they all walk in the same direction at the same time.
They waddle around. Yeah.
And they have same-sex relationships.
Yep,
they do it all. They stick with their partner for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. Who doesn't love a penguin?
I challenge anyone to just look at a photo of a penguin and not feel instantly better about their day and the world in general.
Right.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is trending today also after formally announcing this morning that he's going to be joining the race for the Democratic nomination in the upcoming 2020 U.S. election.
It's getting really full in here, everybody. I don't think we have room for one more.
20 candidates so far.
For 2020.
For 2020. Okay. They're all vying for the chance to take on President Donald Trump next year. Several lesser-known candidates may still join the race, but at this point, why? Why is anyone else joining this race? So the question on everyone's mind is, who will be the front runners? Because, boy, this is a long time to campaign. So we'll have to see. I mean, right now, it seems like in terms of name recognition alone, we are hearing a lot about Joe Biden. We are hearing a lot about Bernie Sanders. You got Elizabeth Warren, the new mayor, Pete Buttigieg, Beto O'Rourke. There's just they're all in there. And so who knows what is going to happen? And also, now back to Ontario, the town of Bracebridge trending after declaring a state of emergency due to rising floodwaters.
We watched CTV posted an aerial view of all this flooding. It is devastating.
It really is. And the government also here in Ontario recently cut funding for conservation authorities' flood management programs, cut them right in half. So confusing messaging when you've got press conferences happening saying, hey, we're declaring a state of emergency. Also, we just cut flood relief. So that little detail is confusing to a lot of people. And then here in Toronto, Cherry Blossom Watch is on. It is heating up. We are waiting to see when are we going to be able to check out these High Park cherry blossoms. Mm-hmm. And it looks like May 7th to May 12th. There is actually a website dedicated to monitoring the bud stages of cherry blossoms in High Park. So that's the time to go.
It's an Instagram explosion of fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, not that you would find this on trending, not that you missed a story because you never miss one. But you kind of missed one today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah?
It's Batman's 80th birthday.
Is it really?
Adam West?
Yeah. Just no, he's dead.
Batman the character.
Oh,
the character. Wow, look at that.
He's gone now.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Batman.
Happy birthday, Batman. You know, Jamar.
The best and the baddest.
I just learned that Adam West passed away.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what's trending in my world.
That made me so sad. I loved him.
I did too.
Thanks. Batman of my heart.
Yeah, he was one of the best.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.